Das kann so sagen, dass ich über Rechte schlage, wenn wir mit dem Hüttem sagen, dass Heuers darf Tess. Wir finden erst vom Nachmai Yitzchak, if a king becomes Metzayra and thereby becomes unfit to be king until he's healed, like we'll learn later, so while he is Metzayra, does he remain potter from having to bring an oil of Yairid? Or do we say that he's only potter while he's fit to be king, but now he's Chayev? Rav Nachmai Yitzchak said, it's his wealth. That's the reason for that a king becomes potter, like we learned before. So his wealth, even when he's Metzayra, he remains the same, and therefore he remains potter. So Gemara Vayta Braisa Rabbi Kiva says a kohen gadol is potter from all three sins that create a chiyuv for an oil of yared. Ravasar, the pasuk that discusses the carbon mincha that must be brought by the kohen every day, says ze carbon aron uvanov. This teaches that only this is the mincha. This is the only mincha that they ever bring. This means that they would not bring the mincha. The kohen gadol would not bring a mincha for an oil of yared. And if they can't bring the mincha, they can't bring any other part of the carbon oil of yared either. In fact, maybe say they don't bring the mincha part of the oil of yared, but they have the other options of the animals or the birds. And for tomorrow, the pasuk regarding oil of yared says me'achas me'ela, which teaches that if you can get a kapara, you have a choice from all of them. Then in echanami, you're subject to oil of yared. But if not, you can't get all of them. Like over here, the kohen gadol can't bring the mincha, then he'd be potter. Fine. Look, my vaita. Effectively, if that's how we dash in these words, when another pasuk in the parasha says li'achas me'ela, we should also say that one only becomes chayiv in any of the three sins that require oil of yared if he could be chayiv for each one of them. If so, has Rabbi Akiva said that a king is chayiv for two of them, but would not be chayiv for the shmias koil and for the gemara? Rabbi and Rava said Rabbi Akiva only dashens me'achas in this way, but he does not dashen li'achas in this way. The reason is the fact that the Torah wrote me'achas in the last part of the parasha shows that this is how it's meant to be dashened. Zok, the next mission regarding any mitzvah in the Torah for which one would be chayiv karis if he was over it b'mezid and a chatas is over b'shoigeg, an individual brings a female lamb or a female goat as a chatas, the nasi brings a male goat, the kohen gadol and bezin would each bring a par. If the sin was avodah zarah, the individual, the nasi, and the kohen gadol would bring a female goat, and bezin would bring a par as an oil and a male goat as a chatas. With regard to a nashim tali, the individual and the nasi can become chayiv to it to bring a nashim tali, but the kohen gadol and the bezin are potter. With regard to a nashim vaday, the individual, the nasi, and the kohen gadol would be chayiv. Bezin would be potter. With regard to Shmias Koil Bitas Fasayim and Tumas Miglash Ugdoshov, the individual, the Nasi, and the Kohen Gadol would be Chayiv, except that the Kohen Gadol is not Chayiv a carbon for Tumas Miglash Ugdoshov. This is the view of Rav Shimon. What do the Nasi and Kohen Gadol bring in these cases for the ones for which they would be Chayiv? The Mishnah says they would bring a carbon oil of Yared. The Yetzer says the Nasi would bring a male goat. Zok de Gemara Bright says Rav Shimon would give general rules as follows. Anything for which an individual would bring an Ashram Tolui, the Nasi is also Chayiv, but the Kohen Gadol and Bezin would be potter. Anything for which an individual would bring an Ashram Vad, the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol will also be Chayiv, and Bezin will be Potter. V'shmias kol bitas v'sayim and tumas miglash ugdoshov, Bezin will be Potter, the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol will be Chayiv, except that the Nasi is not Chayiv for shmias kol, and the Kohen Gadol is not Chayiv for tumas miglash ugdoshov. Finally, for anything that an individual will be Chayiv, a carbon oil of a yoyrid, the Nasi is also Chayiv, but the Kohen Gadol and Bezin are Potter. For Ektamara, the Braisa first says that the Kohen Gadol is only Potter from tumas miglash, and then says that he and Bezin are Potter from all of a yoyrid, which suggests that he's Potter even from the others as well. And for Ektamara, Huna son of Yeshua said, the earlier part of the Braisa that says he's Chayiv and the others is referring to bringing birds or an animal, and the later part of the Braisa is that he says he's not Chayiv is referring to bringing the Mincha option. This is because Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Akiva regarding the Mincha option, the Kohen Gadol would not be Chayiv in that, but he disagrees with him regarding the animal and the bird options. Mishnah said Elo she'ein Kohen Gadol Chayiv v'chulu. Chizki explained the base of Rav Shimon's view that the Kohen Gadol is potter regarding Tumas Miglash Ugdoshov is because the pasuk says v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim mitoich hakohol, which teaches that only someone who has the same carbon as a kohol is Chayiv for this. This excludes the Kohen Gadol who on Yom Kippur is not included along with the kal's carbon. If so, for acting Gemara, the Nasi should also not be Chayiv because his carbon chatas is different than that brought by the kol. Gemara said, yeah, but they both receive a kapara together on Yom Kippur, and therefore he's not excluded. For Gemara, Kehanim should not be included in the concept of Tumas Mikdash because they're also not included in the carbon of the kal on Yom Kippur. And for the Gemara, they are considered part of the kal for kapara during the rest of the year, and therefore they're not excluded. For acting Gemara, the Kohen Gadol is also included with the kal during the rest of the year when he passes along with Bezin, like we learned earlier, and acts along with the Tzibri, he's included in the Parham Zovashal Tzibur. And for the Gemara, rather, Rava said, the kal refers to the individuals of the kal and should be understood to teach that whoever is chayiv a chatas like an individual, meaning that he's chayiv for a simple shoigig without the need for an erroneous psak, is chayiv for Tumas Mikdash. Based on this, the only one who's excluded is the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah said Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hamnasi Mevi Soir Vechul. Rabbi Yechon said Rabbi Eliezer only holds that the Nasi brings a goat instead of the oil of a yored for the sin of Tumas Mikdash. The reason is that he carries the chorus penalty like a fixed chatos. Rav Papa said this makes sense because Rabbi Eliezer only made his statement regarding Tumas Migdash where Kohen Gadol was potter. If he meant that this would apply to the other cases as well, he should have said the Nasi brings a goat and the Kohen Gadol brings a par. Since he didn't say it, it's clear that he's only referring to the case of Tumas Migdash. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is referring to all cases, and the reason he doesn't mention anything about the Kohen Gadol is because he holds Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Kohen Gadol as potter in all these cases. And Rav Papa said Rabbi Akiva holds the Kohen Gadol as potter for bringing an early Yoyrid, but he holds that he's chayv doing a par for these Averis. Therefore, the proof of Rav Papa is an absolute and good proof. So, Rav Eliezer agrees that the Nasi does not bring an Ashram Tali for Tumas Migdash. A Braisa was taught in front of Rav Sheshes that said that an Ashram Tali is brought for the case of Tumas Migdash. Rav Sheshes said to the one who taught the Braisa, this Braisa would have to follow Rav Eliezer, who says that since Karis is written regarding Tumas Migdash, it's treated like a fixed Chatas. However, this can't be, because Rav Yechon said Rav Eliezer agrees that the Nasi does not bring an Ashram Tali for Tumas Migdash. This is a Kasha. That's the more applies with that kasha. Hanalach perek hayra kayin mashiach.